Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The United States and the nations of Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia. The West was not plotting to attack Russia. This war is never a necessity. It's a tragedy. President Putin chose this war. Every day the war continues is his choice. He could end the war with a word.
Yeah, I like that stuff where he said if Russia started fighting, the war would end. If Ukraine stops fighting, they lose their country. It was a war of choice by Putin. That's good stuff, you know, to counter what Putin said earlier in the day.
Yeah, I read the transcript of Putin's speech, and it was all about, oh, my God, they forced this on us. They attacked us. They attacked those nice Russian-speaking people in the Donbass. I mean, didn't want this war, but, man, we got to fight it now.
Oh, yeah, they got kids in school making candles for the soldiers in the trenches fighting the Nazis. How awful is that? Just horrible. But as far as the United States and the rest of the world's commitment to supporting Ukraine, which... Again, the Washington Post had a blockbuster story like a week or so ago with supposed sources inside the White House where they had told Ukrainian leaders, including President Zelensky, hey, we better see some results soon. This isn't forever. All right. Well, the president said the opposite yesterday and then went on to say this.
Article 5 is a sacred commitment the United States has made. We will defend literally every inch of NATO. Every inch of NATO. And this is an important moment. I look forward to the discussion and the next steps we can take together and to keep our alliance strong and to further deter aggression.
Now, can you say that? Go as strong with every inch. Article 5 is a sacred commitment and we would never break that bond, blah, blah, blah. If Estonia gets invaded by Russia, does the United States okay with American troops? Because that would happen. That's what, you know, NATO is, mostly us, fighting in Estonia to save that country because Article 5, the president seems to think so.
Yeah. I mean, what would actually happen is difficult to know, I'm guessing, about the many moods of the ancient Joe Biden. But I think there's value in stating it as clearly as he did. Any inch of NATO territory, you're at war with NATO. It's just it'll tend to prevent it.
For as long as it takes, that's how long we're going to be with you, President Zelensky, for as long as it takes. Well, what's the latest polling on this? The Associated Press poll shows that a year in, America's support for supplying weapons or funds to Ukraine is definitely softening. Which number should I go with first to make the best point?
Look at him massaging the statistics to mislead us, folks.
Well, let's start here, just since we just heard from the president. Only 19% of Americans in the survey released yesterday said they have a great deal of confidence in Biden to address the war in Ukraine. Only 19%. Overall, 37% report some confidence in the president. 43% of Americans said they have hardly any confidence in the president's ability to deal with the war. So wow. I don't know what people were... what a lot of people are expecting from him, or if it's just his low approval ratings in general, just the feeling that he just is not able to deal with anything, I don't know.
You know, I'm harshly critical of Joe Biden and his administration in many, many ways. And I don't love the way he's dealt with Ukraine, but I have some level of confidence.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a difficult balancing act to know how far to go to not trigger World War III. Everybody's in agreement on that.
I do too. One more number that I want to hit you with there before I get to it. It doesn't matter. For the United States and our support here in the United States, the ABC News poll, Washington Post poll, found 33% of Americans say the U.S. is doing too much for Ukraine. That's up from 14% last spring. So it went from 14 last spring to 33% this spring of saying that we're doing too much. Where does that end up a year from now? A decent question that a number of my favorite, like, pro-supporting Ukraine people have asked, because with the idea that you're going to have to sell it to people because, okay, we spent $113 billion in year one, and you keep talking about how this is going to be a long war. It's going to last several years. Should the president come out and say, we're probably going to spend another $100 billion this year, and this is why?
Yeah, I think that's a great question right now, because I feel like we're just moving into the period of the war where people are saying, oh, yeah, the Ukraine war. The getting updates on a regular basis part of most Americans' consciousness
right.
is in the past now.
Absolutely. But if we spend another similar amount of money this year, we could head into the 24 presidential election having spent $250 billion on this war in Ukraine.
Right, right. Well, and one other thing that's going to almost certainly increase, no, not almost certainly, it will certainly increase, is our news stories and statements that, hey, we're seriously depleted now in our stockpile of weapons A, B, and C, and to the point that we're pretty concerned about it. You're going to hear leaks out of the Pentagon to that effect. We already have. And so as that grows, public perception is going to change, and not for the better in terms of supporting Ukraine.
The latest polling in Europe, though, is it's very strong among all those countries. Their populations are very strong in their support. With the full realization, I guess, that Russia's right over there. They take Ukraine and get away with it. In a couple of years, they might be coming for us. So they have a different view of it, of course.
Well, yeah, and they're also seeing the millions of refugees pour into their countries and hearing the horror stories. And so the threat of Russia is much more real, not just because of geography, but because they're seeing the damage that's been done firsthand.
So it's about 50-50 overall on the idea of sending weapons to Ukraine at this point. When it drops below 50%, gets down around 40%, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen politically. I don't know how big an issue that's going to be. I don't know if you're going to have a handful of Republican candidates supporting Ukraine and a handful of Republican candidates saying it's got to end. I don't know. But I think that's probably what's going to happen. That'll be a hot topic on the debate stage, man. Because that's not a complicated nibbling around the edges of some complicated policy. It's either for it or against it.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some really interesting bedfellows as a conservative. Because what Putin's one of his main arguments to his own people, and he's formed this unholy alliance with the Russian Orthodox Church to push this notion, is that Ukraine was turning toward the West. Now, his other argument is that they're Nazis, which is ridiculous. And yes, I'm familiar with the Azov Battalion and the fact that there are hardcore right-wingers in Ukraine. If we got invaded by our neighbors, you'd see some right-wing freaking Americans out here, too. It's a natural reaction of that
sure.
sort of thing. Anyway, so aside from the Nazi argument, he's been saying, look, they're trying to turn Ukraine to the West with its perversions. With its gay people and its transgender this, and it's they're trying to tell their little kids that they ought to change their gender. And, you know, he isn't making all this stuff up. He's saying the West is debauched, it's sick, it's perverse, and they're trying to come for Russian culture and pervert it like they're doing to their own, and we've got to fight them. And so you've got a certain, you know, fairly hardcore conservative coalition in the U.S. that's like, yeah, we're not really down with that stuff either. And if Putin's fighting against it, how can we be in favor of Ukraine? I don't think your logic holds up, because I don't think Putin is, I think he's 90% insincere, but it's like I say, it makes for some odd bedfellows.
So again, 48% of Americans favor the U.S. providing weapons to Ukraine at this point, just below half. But it is dropping, and a good chunk of those 48, the people that don't want to support Ukraine, are Republicans. So again, that's going to play a role in the whole nominating thing. Where's Trump on this? He's the leading candidate.
I don't know. He's always been odd about Putin, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'll let him speak for himself, Jack. So coming up, a couple of interesting economic notes, including a report from the National Association of Realtors. Lots of whales are washing up dead on the East Coast, and dozens of New Jersey mayors have said, stop! We'll tell you what they want stopped.
Stop to what?
Stop dying whales. No, I'll tell you what they want stopped coming up, because they think it's snuffing out the whales.
And one of our favorite politicians, Eric Swalwell, briefly a presidential candidate, was living large off of his supporters, as a lot of politicians do. And the numbers are fun. We'll get into that.
That's shocking, because he doesn't come off like a complete phony.
Anyways, we got that, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Just when you thought your sleep couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0.
When Mike invented the original MyPillow, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he is using a new technology.
The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature-regulating thread.
The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over during the night.
The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free for a limited time with promo code Getty.
The MyPillow 2.0 is made with temperature-regulating technology, 100% made in the USA. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Special Square to get this buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0.
It's time you see for yourself how great this new pillow really is. Enter the promo code Getty or call 1-800-666-1205 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now.
If I could be you
and you could be me for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Sacramento area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 95814. Online at CordellCordell.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless vets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck week? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Time is money in my business, and when I'm waiting on hold with Expedia or American, Delta, Verizon, AT&T, they're literally wasting my time when I only have one question to ask them. This information I'm going to share with you is definitely going to save you a lot of time, and literally 90% of the time I get through in less than 2 minutes, and they help me, and I'm on my way. Let's say you call American Airlines or Wells Fargo, you call up the customer service number, you get to the main menu, and you click £0, £0, £0, and you go all the way through to a customer service rep, just like that. This little piece of information has saved me so much time and aggravation and frustration, so try it out, and it worked about 90% of the time, and only on the larger companies.
Okay, ma'am, you have a weird speaking style, but that information might be handy. £0, £0, £0.
Correct.
And most of the time, that will get you to a human.
I wonder.
I feel like all of these hacks work until so many people are doing them that they change their system, because obviously the whole point is to save money by not having you talk to a human being.
Right. Right. Steering you towards some technology instead. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the whole listen to the entire menu because the numbers have changed. Yeah. Because you don't want us to all just hit zero like we used to be able to do. And talk to a human, because that's what all your customers would like. All your customers would like to be able to talk to a human about their particular need and get it answered promptly. But you and don't want to pay that human, so we're out of luck.
Right. And if you do want to talk to a human, you are call number 477. You'll be taken in the order you called.
We value your service. I hate it when you can hear a smile.
Your time is important to us.
We value your customers. No, you don't. If you valued me at all, you'd pay some $15 an hour employee to answer the freaking phone.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I'm skeptical about that is I remember back in the day, these lists had come out now and again, and every company, or not every company, but there were a variety of ways to get to a real human being, and it varied very much by the phone system.
Mm.
Maybe it's much more standardized these days. I don't know.
Well, but it's not going to be for very long. It would defeat the whole purpose. If
yeah,
everybody
I see
catches
point, yeah.
on, by Monday, they will change it.
Right. Indeed. Indeed.
Got an update on the whole Microsoft chatbot thing that's pretty interesting. That's a battle going on between Microsoft and Google. This is a big deal, because there are gazillions of dollars on the line for whoever wins out on that. So more on that coming up later. I want you to hit you with my favorite headline of the day. I won't do the story, just the headline. This is the headline. Corgi-sized meteor as heavy as 4 baby elephants hits Texas.
Wow. Corgi-sized, yet as heavy as 4 baby elephants.
You have grasped the contradiction and interest in the headline.
As long as a llama's neck, and as black as the blackest black bear. What is this writer just...
As many legs as an octopus, but as few heads as a dung beetle. I don't know. But more on that story later.
That is very funny. I like that. Just a couple of quick headlines for ya. National Association of Realtors reported Tuesday the median existing home sales price in the U.S. was down in January from about 360, down from the record 416 in June, but actually up still some from January last year. So the crazy peak is past. And it's settled down, you know, any national statistic
it needs to crash, though. I was talking to other people like me who are looking to buy a house. Just, like, coming down a little bit isn't enough. It went nutso for several years. Now interest rates are high. It's got to crash.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for the crash.
Well, stop it. Everybody's saying, shut up. We'll have to see. Here it is. The EPA on Tuesday ordered Norfolk Southern Railroad to fund and carry out clean-out efforts after the train derailed there in East Palestine, Ohio. If the rail transportation company fails to complete any part of the cleanup, the EPA says we'll finish it for you and charge you triple the actual cost, which is kind of a nice system. I was reading about the people in that area, and it's sad. You know, just on a purely human level, that is a very pretty place, but affordable. So people could get a couple of acres and have a horse and plant a garden and live a peaceful life in the country, though they are not wealthy. Because a lot of folks listening live in a part of the country where to buy a several acres and have a horse and the rest of it, you got to have money. But so these are people of modest means, but really enjoying their lives. And now they're scared to death that their animals are going to die. They've been selling radishes to pay their rent, and nobody wants their damn radishes because they're afraid they're poisoned and on and
wanna
on.
Want to buy just a poisoned radish?
Nobody does, Jack. Nobody does is the thing. And then this story. I have been fascinated by whales since I was a kid. Love to learn about them, watch them. I've gone on countless whale-watching trips, and it's fascinating.
I'm trying to look like one.
Yeah, well, me too. But a bunch of dead whales have washed up on the New Jersey shore.
That's horrible. I hate that story.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely terrible. And a coalition of 30 mayors has signed a letter calling on federal lawmakers and officials to implement a moratorium on giant offshore wind farms until we can nail down whether that's killing the whales.
Well, so they don't know that it is, but they suspect that it is, obviously.
Yeah, they clearly do, and they wrote this letter to congresspeople and senators and all sorts of people. Well, that's not actually clear to me. I've heard suggestions that the building of them and then the operation of them disrupt the whale's ability to communicate with sound through the water. They're noisy, and they make low rumbling noises and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe it drives the whales crazy and they commit suicide. I don't know exactly how that makes them dead, per se.
But there's always unforeseen consequences to everything. So you got this green help the planet movement with the wind farms, but you're killing off the world's whales. That's fantastic.
Right. Some geek from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric people or administration, said, no. There's no proof that the whales are being killed by this. There's been a dying off of whales for a while now. And he then shot a bald eagle out of the sky and kicked a harp seal, baby. But
oh, geez.
I'm with the mayors. Save the whales.
The battle between Google and Microsoft for AI is huge.
Armstrong and Getty.
How far will the left go to win 2024? Will they send out more stimulus checks, pass more student loan bailouts, or give away trillions more to left-wing groups? The simple truth is, they don't care if your retirement is eroded down to a fraction of its value. They just want to win. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to encourage you to diversify your 401k or IRA out of paper assets and into a physical gold IRA. And the only company I recommend for gold IRAs is conservative-owned Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get their free info kit on gold IRAs. Do this now before Democrats have a chance to legislate away your life savings. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting HEDGE to the number 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. So use your agency. Take action now. Text the word HEDGE to the number 98989.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So for me, maybe the most interesting story I've heard this year is that whole ChatGPT thing that we got into a week or so ago. The New York Times tech guy getting freaked out by the chat bot falling in love with him, asking him to leave his wife, etc., etc. You know that story by now if you listen to the show, and it got a lot of attention in the AI world. And really the root of what's going on there is that Microsoft, with their Bing chat bot, is getting out early with everybody knowing that Google is coming hard, according to the Wall Street Journal. Google's going to unleash at some point their chat bot, and they're hoping to rule the world the way they have for many years now with search engines, with their whole chat thing. And everybody's wanting to be the one that gets all the attention or first in or however you get the most market share. But so because things went so weird with the chatbot, people having these long conversations where the chatbot falls in love with you or threatens you or a variety of things, Microsoft has come up with some restrictions. On Friday of last week, Microsoft limited the number of questions you could ask the chatbot to 5 per chat session and 50 per day. Because the longer the conversations go on, the weirder they get. So they're trying to avoid screen captures that were floating around in social media of the chatbot, you know, falling in love or threatening things or saying inappropriate this or that.
Or becoming a Nazi or calling you a Nazi.
Oh, right. Exactly. Saying you're worse than Hitler. Oh, gosh darn it. That stuff is funny.
Wow.
So it's going to be really interesting whenever Google unleashes theirs, which people I know a lot about this say could be a huge jump forward from this one in terms of its capabilities. So we will see. It could be any day. Transitioning to this story, which I think is related somewhat, because one of the first things everybody thinks about when they start talking about the whole chatbot thing is what it's going to do to society and people's ability to have a phony relationship with a computer and all kinds of different weird things that can happen. Latest polling out, most young men are single, most young women are not, and how it's going the direction of people not getting together at all. More than 6 already, this is before we get into the world of chatbot porn, which is going to be upon us soon.
And the love bots, of course.
Right. More than 60% of young men are single, nearly twice the rate of unattached young women, signaling a larger breakdown in the social, romantic, and sexual life of the American male.
Well, okay, hang on a second, though. Does that mean a certain number of the women are bigamists and or lesbians, or what? I mean, because there are roughly equal numbers, right, of men and women in the U.S.?
Well, it gets into who's even searching for a relationship or not, which has something to do with it, because a whole bunch of women have no interest in getting in a relationship. So.
Mm-hmm.
Men in their 20s are more likely than women in their 20s to be romantically uninvolved, sexually dormant, friendless, and lonely. They stand on the vanguard of an epidemic of declining marriage, sexuality, and relationships that afflicts all young America, according to the latest polling. We're in a crisis of connection, says a psychology professor. Young men committing suicide at 4 times the rate of young women. They throw in young men are largely responsible for rising rates of mass shootings. It's less known whether or not any of this ties into that, but it certainly could. You know, been a number of them have been incels.
Well, it doesn't help.
It certainly doesn't help. Women now collect about 60% of bachelor degrees. They're throwing in all kinds of different numbers here to try to answer this. But as of a year ago, Pew Research Center found 30% of U.S. adults are neither married, living with a partner, nor engaged in a committed relationship. Nearly half of all young adults are single. 34% of women and a whopping 63% of men. Not surprisingly, the decline in relationships marches astride with a decline in sex. The share of sexually active Americans stands at a 30-year low.
Yeah. Yeah,
really,
I was reading about that.
Really, since they've been keeping track of the numbers, so they don't know. It may be an all-time low.
Well, every facet of human connection is in decline. From sexual to romantic to friendship to civic organizations to bowling leagues, everything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, everything. It should really get more attention. Some of these numbers you've heard before, but they're still shocking to hear again. Around 30% of young men report they had no sex in the last year. About a third of young men had no sex in the last year, which is the lowest number since they've been keeping track, and might be the lowest number going back to pre-birth control. I don't know.
And even then. Yeah, that's a shocking number.
In a year? Well, here's why. This would explain it. Only half of single men are seeking relationships or even casual dates, according to the Pew numbers. I don't get that at all. I'm from a different generation and a different part of the country and everything else, but there's never been a moment in my life where I wasn't either in a relationship or seeking a relationship. Well, like since I was, 12 or whatever. But the fact that half of single men are not seeking a relationship or even casual dates, just not interested, not looking for it at all.
And every time we bring this up, we get emails pointing out, I'm plenty interested in it, but I'm just so burned out. You cannot get a woman interested in a relationship. It's just that the women are very bitter and not looking either these days.
That's
so
fine.
Tough.
That's fine. That's all fine. Whatever the reasons are, it's incredible. Whatever the reasons are, it's incredible.
Yeah, I know. As I've said many, many times, if this was antelopes or chimps or something like that, the scientific world would be going crazy. We've seen a 30% decline in chimp coupling and reproduction. The naturalist world would be on fire.
That number is trending downward year by year, by the way. So that half that are seeking a relationship or even a casual date, which ain't, and I mean, that ain't much. Occasionally I'll go out with a woman to a bar or a concert or something. Counts. A lot of people ain't doing that. Those numbers are declining. So where are we going to be 10 years from now? I don't know. One more number to throw out there to explain some of it. One-fifth of Generation Z identifies as queer. Research suggests bisexual women make up a large share of the young adult queer community. So that kind of gets to what you were talking about. Right?
Yeah. Some of that, a lot of those numbers I don't buy because it's such a fashionable thing. It's such a great way to get approval in the connected only online world. Is to claim you're one thing or another. You get all sorts of gravitas.
There are a whole bunch of numbers here that fit together to make the overall number of people just not getting together as much. You have that whole thing, the percentage of people that either are or say they are part of the whole queer community. Then you've got the women have way more college degrees than men, and the idea that women don't want to marry down, as it says here in the Pew Research, well, if you got college degrees and the working men don't, and you consider that marrying down, I think that's stupid. But if you do, in fact, I know that's stupid. Mm-hmm. But if you do, then that's gonna cause a numbers to be low there.
Yeah. I worry for humanity. I mean, like the not wanting to quote unquote marry down thing. That feels transitional to me. As fewer and fewer jobs actually require college degrees, more and more people realize they spend a tremendous amount of money to get a college degree, only to be sitting in a cubicle doing something that has nothing to do with their degree. That won't last. On the other hand, the pace of change is so fast and so never-ending, it'll be some new twist in society next that'll make it difficult or uncomfortable or whatever to couple. I remember it had to be a decade ago. I read an article about in Japan they were using this charming Japanese phrase that translated roughly to grass-fed boys about the growing number of Japanese young men who were very passive, unambitious, uninterested in getting a mate, just kind of didn't have much going on at all. And that was shocking to the Japanese consciousness, and it's, sure enough, it's spreading the entire developed world. These are weird times, man.
So only a cataclysm will reverse this, I think. I don't think this is just like a, like things come in and out of style, like bell bottoms or something like that. I think a cataclysm will only, is the only thing that will reverse this. But it's going to get worse when this whole chat thing goes. Isn't that going to add another 5, 10, 20% to these numbers of people that feel like, I don't need to leave my house. I get all my connection through my sex bot.
Right.
To the extent that they have sex at all, interest in sex at all. Are the guys that aren't having sex, the one-third of young men who didn't have sex in the last year, are they looking at porn, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, but you're not motivated to go out and have the real thing.
No, you're getting enough gratification. As
wow.
I've said, again, a million times, you're getting candy, you're no longer hungry for a real meal.
Wow. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see how this gets reversed.
It won't. The societies that are like that will decline in population, and the young, hungry types will increase in population and eclipse the old guard. It happens. And perhaps humankind itself will die out, and it'll become a planet of the apes or the lizards or the aforementioned antelopes, and I don't particularly care. I'll be long gone.
You're more nihilistic than normal today.
Oh, no, I just...
I'm not nihilistic. It's just we're all doomed and mankind will go away soon.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that summarizes it nicely. Although, again, I believe that there are certain deep anthropological imperatives that we follow that we don't even know we're following. We're comfortable. We're safe, most of us. There's no adrenaline. There's no danger. Therefore, there is less testosterone. Danger drives reproduction because you got to keep the species going. Infant mortality rates are, thank God, at all-time lows. But that decreases the biological need to reproduce. And it's just, and that tends to snowball until desperate times come back. Then all of a sudden you'll find a completely different society spring up, or a planet of the apes.
Lust still exists, but the edge is taken off with pornography, I guess. If you'd have gone back...
Yes, although the decline in testosterone is a real and significant part of my brilliant screed, which I hope you were taking notes on.
Yeah, that never should be left out. Yeah, we gave you those numbers a couple weeks ago. They're just shocking since the, like, 1970s. It's down like a third. I mean, that's huge.
So, yeah. Sperm counts are ridiculous.
Yeah.
You call that a sperm count, son?
So younger men don't have even close to the desire that their dad or grandfather did. So that's part of it. You combine that with porn? Well, yeah, then definitely you probably can get by. But, you know, I only have my own experience, but I don't think my experience was that much different than the rest of the country. If you go back to, like, when I was in college, the idea that one-third of the dudes not only had not had sex in the last year, they weren't even looking for it. would just be, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like reading that that somebody had lost interest in breathing. I don't even, what do you mean?
I've lost interest in eating. I just don't have a desire to eat.
What?
You gotta eat.
Getting back to my half-witted screed, I just looked this up. I don't think there's any coincidence that there was a baby boom after a conflict in which 73 million people died. We Homo sapiens felt a strong urge to repopulate.
Like when you go stomp on a wasp's nest, they go berserko reproducing. I learned that when I had my wasp problem years ago.
Yeah, coyotes are the same.
Yeah.
And people. They're almost impossible to kill off.
Wow, yeah. This is so interesting. You seem to be looking forward to the sweet embrace of death. To not have to deal with this anymore, but I hope I live long enough to see how this plays out. It's going to be disturbing.
Well, I see myself as like an 80-year-old winning boxing matches against 20-year-olds. You know, how thin and weedy and low sperm county are y'all going to get?
And so are parents going to grow up in a world where it's not, you're worried about your kids going out and having, you know, premarital sex and that sort of stuff. It's like, how do I get them to start? How do I get them to be interested in having sex with anybody?
Right, right. Feels good, kids. Give it a try. Ah, quiet down, Grandma.
Your thoughts, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
We got you a free silver bar. Well, technically, we asked our friends at Lear Capital to do something special for our listeners, and they came through with a free silver bar. And we'll tell you how to get it in a sec.
Look, highly respected financial analysts predict gold prices could soar as high as $4,000 an ounce. $4,000!
Now, granted, there's no magic eight ball that guarantees gold hits $4,000 an ounce, but if you bought gold today at Lear Capital's favorable prices and the cost of gold jumps close to predictions, your profits could be life-changing.
So listen, gold has outperformed the S&P 500 for the last 20 years, and gold is a brilliant strategy for protecting your savings in retirement.
With a risk-free purchase guarantee, 25 years of experience, and thousands of five-star reviews, you can trust Lear Capital.
And for the next 14 days, new Lear Capital customers receive a free 1 ounce silver bar.
With every ounce of gold you purchase, your free silver bar offer expires in 14 days. So hurry to LearArmstrong.com. That's LearArmstrong.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but you can't always be at the top of your game. And it's normal to feel overwhelmed or like you aren't showing up in the ways that you want to sometimes. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the person you want to be. Because when you feel empowered, you can take on whatever life throws at you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your unique needs and preferences. Then you can start communicating with your therapist in whatever format works for you, via video, phone, or live chat sessions. If your first match isn't the perfect fit, switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Life is unpredictable, and it's impossible to know what's around the corner. Consistency has to come from within. Find your empowerment so you're ready for anything that comes your way. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals to get 10% off your first order. That's BetterHelp.com/mygoals.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more.
We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Look, my message to President Trump is we thank you for your service, great, but we're moving on. Americans are not in the mode of just settling. Right, we're never going to say the best opportunity for tomorrow's leadership is yesterday's leadership. We want the next generation. We want the next big idea. We want the next piece of technology. And so it is in the American spirit to say we're going after the next thing and the next individual to lead our party and to lead this country. So it could be a variety of individuals. The former president is kind of baked in. Either you're with him or you're not. I don't think anything is going to get his poll numbers up. And as this race actually heats up and people start paying attention, there's just going to be a lot of other options on the table.
Who is that? He's definitely going to run for president. I think Chris Sununu, he is the governor of New Hampshire. And as you heard there, he thinks we need to move on from Trump. He's 48 years old, which by the standard of our, you know, last two candidates is quite young.
It's younger than the children of our candidates.
Excellent point. Just as an introduction, because I think he's going to be a big deal. I think he's going to be a player in this whole thing. Well, do you or not? Or I think he's going to make a mark.
Yeah, I wonder, he's a very moderate Republican. I wonder how he fares in the primaries where hardcore appeal to the base is rewarded.
Sure, be hard to win, but I've seen him on a bunch of talk shows. He's got a good spiel. Anyway, well, here's a little of him on Fox's Brett Baer special report yesterday.
Live free or die, right? It's not just four words on a license plate. It's how we live. It's local control, limited government, low taxes, individual responsibility. And not just saying it, but actually creating a metric that revolves around it. And that's what we are as Republicans, right? Those are the real conservative values. People say to me all the time, do we need to change who we are in the Republican Party? No. Let's just remember what we're all about. Limited government, local control. At the end of the day, it's how you balance a budget and have a surplus. It's how you kind of gain the trust of individuals. And most importantly, this ain't about us. The voters, as a governor, I'll tell you, the voters are smarter than me. They know what's going on in their towns. Let them have control. Let them make the decisions. That's what the founding fathers really built this country on. I think as Republicans and Democrats, we all have to kind of get back to what this country's all about, that federalistic type attitude. That's how you can solve a lot of problems. We're super successful in New Hampshire, and anything we do to share that model with the rest of the country, I'm happy to do it.
Of course, New Hampshire has 165 people, so.
You know, it's interesting. I saw that live last night. And I just listened to it again, obviously. I liked it better not seeing him because I thought he was trying to come off so as the happy warrior. He was almost manic. But listening to it as a message, I thought it was absolutely terrific.
Limited government, local control is a pretty good message.
Yeah, yeah. Now, he did get a little technocratty there. You know, it's not just four words. We just have to know how to design a metric. Say stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a fresh voice, no doubt. I like the cut of his jib.
Well, he's got his degree in civil and environmental engineering from MIT. So environmental engineering, I'm not sure what that is. Put the lake over there and the woods over there. Is that what you?
I can only assume that's correct. Yes, yes. Move that rock. It's too close to the other rock. I don't know. I don't know. Interesting guy. Oh, coming up next hour, and I hope you'll enjoy this as much as I did, looking into a big new study. It was actually done by the Democratic Party, but they were trying to get at how are we doing and how are the Republicans doing in various parts of the country and among different sorts of people. And this is not a spin job. This is kind of a behind the scenes. We really, really want to know where we stand. And I found it very interesting. So we'll share some of that with you next hour. What is it, 3 of the Armstrong and Getty Show? How many damn hours do we do? Anyway, if you can't stay tuned to grab the podcast later, the live radio show becomes Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
A meteor the size of a corgi dog, but weighed as much as 4 baby elephants, hit Texas on Wednesday. The most interesting part of that story, I think, is the fact that they don't have to be very big to weigh a lot.
Would you rather have 1 elephant-sized corgi or 4 corgi-sized elephants?
This is a question that has baffled philosophers for decades.
I'm going with the little elephants. It's not even a
question.
Oh, they'd
be cute.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, much more on the way. Again, if you miss an hour, get the podcast. Appreciate it.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.